Hi there. I wasn't expecting you for another week, but I couldn't resist answering your call as your therapist. No. I absolutely worry if something has gone wrong. This session will not be charged and will be completely free. I mean it. I do care about you. Well, it is Sunday. The office isn't open, and I'm actually glad you have decided to be comfortable in my home. Before we start, would you like anything to drink? I have coffee on the burner, and I can start warming up some tea. Water? Of course. Would you mind stating why you're here? What exactly was going on when you called me? Stress from work. I got it. A boss not treating you well? Here you go. I'm sorry to hear that. Wait, you were fired? Hey, calm down. This was a few days ago? Were you thinking about hurting yourself? Is that why you called me? We do not want you to do that, okay? As your provider, I'm here for you, and I will help find resources to get you a meeting with a job recruiter. Until then, is money no issue? Are you on or need help filing for unemployment? Is there any issue with housing? Unemployment. Oh, you've already talked to someone. I'm glad. So, while we are here today, we are going to discuss the incident with your job, the medication the psychiatrist has put you on, and further coping mechanisms, and the realization of resources through troubles like these. I understand, but as your provider, my top priority is to keep you from becoming a statistic. We want you to see that life is full of ups and downs. Nothing ever stays stagnant. And that you will have other days, weeks, months, or maybe even years like these. Therapy is the best medicine for expressing those feelings, learning and getting advice to help cope and react differently to these mishaps. I am only here to help you. Of course. Let's get started. Let's start with what happened at work during the week. Okay. What I am hearing is that this time of the year it's hard to meet the quota for being a telemarketer. Does this have to do with people buying online and in stores during the holiday season? But of course, was this something you expressed to your boss? Wow, okay. Sounds like to me you need to file a complaint to corporate. Don't demand your job back. He obviously cut you off because he didn't want to pay you anything for just simply doing your job. I'll help you get back on your feet, okay? That's me doing my job. Of course, baby, I wouldn't want you to miss out on getting any help. Baby? It's just some kind of gesture of mine. I'm genuinely sorry. I thought you've noticed before? You have. Oh, I can stop. No? Oh, okay. Well, anyways, is there anything else you wanted to discuss regarding the situation at your job? Why did it make you feel suicidal? No, BB, I am always here to help. All of your feelings are incredibly valid, especially during these times. I can't imagine being without. Contacting me was the right call. I am so eager to help you. Let's talk about the medicine prescribed to you. Do you think it's time for a switch if you resorted to suicide? What do you have prescribed to you? Benzos. We need to talk to your psychiatrist. No, I never prescribed those to you. I can't. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a therapist. Last session, when you were prescribed the medication, I was only told to write down your symptoms and then write them off to your psychiatrist. Well, anyways, has there been any other effects? Feeling genuinely depressed, tired, lack of libido. Oh, something else. You think it's embarrassing to say? No, we need to document this data, make a call to your psychiatrist, and help you get better. So what's going on? When you masturbate, you can't come. Oh, baby, that can't do. No. Don't feel embarrassed. This is completely normal. And now we are coming to our third part of our session. Coping mechanisms. Let me help you. Oh, my hand trailing up your thigh. Baby. The body has ways of saying it hates itself. Denying natural responses and them turning into hot flashes, little bits of lost hope. It's so frustrating that you can't function as the human being you are. And I'm here to help you with that. Don't you feel how hard you're getting for me? No, baby. I'm here to help you train your body regain its natural state. I'm only here to help. Lean back and let me unbuckle these pants. Good boy. Keep your hands to yourself. Can you do that for me? It's essential for this healing process. Oh, baby. Look how much you're twitching for me. It seems like our treatment's already working. Oh. Oh, you're such a good boy, with your cute little whimpers. Yes, this is all a part of the process. Oh, your hips are just bucking into my hand. Oh, such a good boy. Reacting well to these coping mechanisms. As your therapist, I'm so proud of you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You like my hand doing this? Just stroking you. Up and down. Oh. on your pre-cum. Look, it's already working. You know why the body denies itself of an orgasm, baby? Because it needs the right person to experience it with. And that's me. Yes, that's me. This is what you've been needing. Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna come? Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, you're such a good boy for me. You deserve to come. Yeah. Yeah. It's what you need. It's what your body wants. It's the most healthiest thing for you right now. For you to come. Come. Come on, baby. Come. Yeah. I'll put it in my mouth. Amazing. God, you're still hard. That's so fucking hot. You're so hot, baby. I'm so proud of you. You finally came. What did I tell you? The treatment's working. Yeah. Let me try another method. What is it, you ask? An oral method. Yeah. Just like last time, keep your hands to yourself. Yeah. You taste so yummy. Can't wait for you. Let's shoot another fucking load in my mouth. Slut I use of my tongue. Shaking for me. What a good boy. You are.
You're gonna come, baby. Yes, what a good boy. Oh, the treatment's definitely working. Yes, you're doing such a good job for me. Yeah, yes, and I need to treat you. Maybe treat myself. Come on, baby, I'm gonna ride you. Yeah. I'm gonna ride you in this chair, and you can't touch me, and I'm gonna wrap my cut around you, and I'm gonna cure you. Yeah, I'm gonna cure you, and you're gonna come inside me. It's all a part of the healing process. Yes. Oh. I love playing with my cunt with your head. Oh, baby, I want you inside me so badly. I can't contain myself. I've been wanting this for so long. Yes. And now I finally get to have it. Stay still. Stay still. Fuck. Yes. You're my favorite patient. Yeah, I thought you knew. I mean, look at me. I'm fucking you right now. Yes. Fuck. Oh, baby, I love you so much. All I ever wanted to do was help you. Now that's what I'm doing. You're so happy. Look at you. Listen to yourself. Whimp with me. You're such a good boy. Yes. I love patting myself into you. I love seeing your head special. God, do you love it? Tell me that you love it. Yeah, you do, because it's healing you. Is it healing you, baby? Yeah? Good boy. Oh. I'm gonna kiss you. No, you're not gonna come. You're not gonna come. You're gonna come with me. Yeah. Oh, and inside of me, you're gonna share this moment. It's all a part of the healing process, baby. Tell me it's all a part of the healing process. Yes, it's all a part of the healing process. And I'm just trying to help you. You know that, yeah? count down. Yeah, I'm gonna count down from 10. And it's gonna make the experience much better. I promise you. Yeah. Yeah. 10. Oh.